Here's your morning brief for Thursday, February 13th. I'm Hannah Yi for The Wall Street Journal. China sacked two leaders at the center of the coronavirus outbreak, the Communist Party secretaries of Hubei Province and its capital, Wuhan. The firings came hours after Hubei Province reported 242 deaths on Wednesday, the deadliest day of the outbreak. The province reported a nearly tenfold increase in cases. That's because officials are now counting clinically diagnosed cases and not waiting for lab results. Meanwhile, Beijing offered measures to stabilize an economy that's been reeling from the outbreak, including tax relief. Attorney General Bill Barr is set to testify in the House amid growing criticism from Democrats over the Roger Stone case. The Justice Department sparked a firestorm after recommending less prison time for President Trump's longtime confidant, who was found guilty of lying to Congress and witness tampering. The president praised Barr for, quote, taking charge of the case. We report that the Education Department is investigating Harvard and Yale. It's part of a review the department says has found U.S. universities failing to report billions in foreign funding from countries including China and Saudi Arabia. Both universities said they are working on responding to the Education Department. Companies are expected to post their earnings today, including Pepsi, Alibaba, and NVIDIA. For more details, please head to our website, wsj.com, or the WSJ app.